All righty, so we're on page 266. Okay, so we're up to Gimel. So we're talking about a bracha you make over a miracle. What happens to everybody all the time. So good. So, Machabe says in Gimel, Kol elo adraim enam ela kesheroa osam mishloshim yom l'shloshim yom. When we say, let's say you see a spot where a nace happened to Klal Yisrael, it's only if you see it every 30 days. We see this 30-day interval by other halachas also. Mishnah Berurah explains, in other words, let's say you live right by the Yarden right there. You know, like probably somebody does. So you see that spot all the time. So every day you make the bracha. And says, no, you make it once, and then again, you don't make it again for 30 days. It's more than that. We see similar halachas like this also when you see the Kosel or the place of the Migdash. So that's why you're supposed to go every... So the Mishnah Berurah explains, when we say 30 days, that does not include the day when you first saw it and also not the day where you're standing in. In other words, there had to be a 30-day interval in between, 30 complete days in between. So let's say you went more than 30 days, then you come back to the spot. So then you have to make a bracha, and the bracha is an obligation, just like the first time you ever saw it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that let's say you made it within 30 days. Yeah, I don't know, you messed up the cheshbon or whatever the case may be. So Mishnah Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says that it is a bracha l'batala. It's a bracha l'batala. Even though in the Shaar Tzion he brings down the Raiva that says that after 30 days you're obligated, but within 30 days it's a rishus, but still we don't pass in that way. And it's a 30-day interval. Dao. Harua makam, next page. Shanasana nesl yachid. So let's say you come to a place where a miracle happened to an individual. But don't forget, we're talking about an individual. It could be either an individual or a group of people, but it's not, a majority of Klal Yisrael. It could be a lot of, some type of miracle happened. But you see that place. So then... right, the Mishnah says, as long as it didn't happen to a rove, a majority of Klal Yisrael, ain't a mevarach, you don't make a bracha. Avahu atzmo, but the person himself who experienced the miracle, person himself, who or herself, who experienced the miracle, mevarach, when they get to that spot, they make a bracha. Sha'asali neis b'makam hazeh. Hashem, you made a miracle in this place. And the Machaber continues, V'chol yotzei yerecho, gam kim evarchem, and not only he, not only the person himself, but also his descendants, we'll see. Mevarchem, they make a bracha when they get to that spot. What's the bracha they make? Sha'asa neis la'avi b'makom zeh. Hashem made a miracle for my father in this place. So, this would be if I wasn't there, but... something happened when I was in high school, and a friend of mine, they went to Avalon. It was a basketball game for the school there, and I never got the story straight, but there was one of the guys in our class that he almost died. It was like a miracle that he didn't. I don't remember the whole story. A friend of mine, and when he went back there, he made this problem. He went back to Avalon. I don't know if they won the game or not, but...
is this still every 30 days, or just every 10
days? So, it's every 30 days. Every 30 days. So you'd make this bracha. If it's a real nace, like a real, that Hashem saved you, so you'd make a bracha. Now, the Ber Halacha of the Chofetz Chaim says it's not just for a father, but for a mother also. If a miracle happened to a mother... a real nace. Like, again, we're not talking about like childbirth as a miracle. The Aruch HaShulchan discussed that. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even though, he has a beautiful introduction to the Siman, says, even though everything that happens to us is a nace, but we call that nature. So, but when we're talking about something that's a nace outside, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, what we call a nace, right? Real nace. So then you have to make a bracha. Make a bracha. You have to thank Hashem for something. And he says, even though we do that all the time, meaning, we say it in Shemon Esrei, right? Modim. Right? We recognize that. But still, here we're talking about something really, you know, very unusual. So then you make a bracha. So next time we get together, we'll discuss this a little further. He says, the children make a bracha also. Who? Great, 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 great grandchildren? You know, there could be some story in the family, you know. And the family came over on the Mayflower. So, you know, like a great-great-grandpa slipped on the Plymouth Rock and he hit his head and he was saved. I don't know. Right? So what, when you go to the Plymouth Rock and make a bracha, would you? Again, a great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchild. Would you make a bracha? Would, and what's the svara? What's the idea that way down the line, a child way down the line would make a bracha over a nes that happened to a parent or a grandpa? Like, what's the concept there? What's the idea there? Maybe we can understand further. Okay, we'll get to talk about a gomel also. The interesting bir halacha. Can you make a gomel, making a bracha for someone else? Okay, like here. Okay? Meretz Hashem. We'll see more about that.